in general, you haven't had a ton of first-team reps or starting. I mean, how do you feel? Do you feel like you know this defense now that you're ready to play at any time?
Oh, definitely.
Because it takes a while to get. I mean, you know it up here, but I mean, when you go out on the field, can you physically, you know, pull off everything you need to?
Yeah. It's been a year now, and, you know, I had the whole OTAs and this whole camp. Now two games under my belt, I feel real comfortable on the defense. And we've played kind of two different types of teams, you know, being Pittsburgh and New England. And they give you different things, running the defense against those two different types of teams and still feeling comfortable in both games. So,
what does it take to mirror a receiver going down the field? There was that one short route on Stallworth where you were able to rough him up in those first couple of yards, and you followed him deep on another one. You were with him stride for stride. What does it take to be able to mirror a guy's pass route?
Mainly just takes focus. Like, you know, it's all about your eyes and then your feet and then your hands. So, you know, when you're at the line, you got to keep your eyes on a focus point, and you can't, you know, let them get high or low, because that's when you get on your heels and get off balance. So it's just focusing in and out every play, keeping your eyes on one spot. And definitely, like, you want to get your hands on the receiver, but if you don't bring your feet when you bring your hands, then, you know, you can't do anything. And you got to stay low. So
your integration process is unique. I mean, last year you really didn't see any time, I don't think, on the defense, right?
I did a few snaps.
Yeah, just a few snaps. And then you get a few now, and then, you know, there's a chance at the season opener. You guys play a lot of nickel or whatever, maybe Namdi, but you could play a lot. And there wasn't a whole lot of time in between there. How did you kind of bridge that gap, and what was the most important thing for you to do?
The most important thing for me to do was just to continue to work hard in the offseason. Like, I stayed here for a lot of the offseason. You know, I went home for a little bit, but I came back. I was working out here at the facility, lifting, doing speed work, getting stronger, working on my technique. And I just wanted everybody in the team and organization to know that it's important to me and that I was here working hard. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when OTAs came around, I felt like I was well prepared. Mm-hmm. I did well. And then coming into camp, being the third corner, and just being able to step in and kind of not miss a beat, I felt good about everything. So.
That was tough last year not to really play that much on the defense, right? I mean,
it's tough. You know, you always want to play. I'm a complete competitor, and, like, I want to be great. You know, I want to be a starter, all that sooner than later. So, you know, whenever you're sitting out, it's never easy. Mm-hmm. You know, even when you're sitting behind, you know, great players that you know are, you know, deserve their spots, you just, like, man, you just want to play. You know, if you're not a competitor, you know.
Yeah, the way training camp, the physical nature of it, the game-like atmosphere, and some of these practices are probably about as important for you as anybody. And some guys, it's just practice. It's another year of camp, but how it really helped accelerate your kind of learning curve there?
Yeah. The only way to get better at playing football is by playing football, you know, so by going live and actually playing, actually tackling, you know, actually hitting people, actually covering people live. 100%. So the more of that, the better. The more game-like situations, the better you get. So.
Do you think it takes more raw athleticism to mirror a receiver in the preseason because you don't have the film study? You're not looking at tendencies. You're not looking at things that, you know, other teams are trying to do from a schematic standpoint on offense?
You know, I'm not sure about that because, I mean, it is true. We don't get to game plan as much in the preseason, so you're just kind of lining up, and it's more like a, you know, scrimmage. But we do a little bit of game planning, but you know, during the season, it is a little bit easier because you spend the whole week, like you said, studying the tendencies of the receivers. So you might know a little bit more of what's coming. And then also we play division games. So, you know, we're seeing the same teams twice. We're watching films of teams that we've already played, playing against our future opponent. That helps. And right now we're looking at film from last year. You know, teams have new additions, so we don't have any film on them. So, you know, in that aspect, it is a little bit more difficult.
Like if the season started today and, you know, you guys play a team with a really good tight end. Namdi moves inside a lot. I mean, are you ready to get in there and do
it? Yeah, definitely.
And what would we see from you? What's your game? You know, people would say that Asante was the playmaker and Namdi's the shutdown guy. What is Curtis Moore?
I just like to think that I'm a competitor. I compete every single play. I focus every single play. And at the same time, it's my goal to shut down a receiver. So, you know, if I believe that I can, you know, shut down receivers. Mm-hmm. So that's my goal. And I think that should be every corner's goal. When you line up, you want to be able to line up one-on-one and take every route away. So that's my eventual goal, is to be that guy.